We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for the series finale this week between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview, and we're joined by Riders reliever Joey Danielson here on the Cacique pregame show. Joey, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's your second season in Frisco, and you're, I think, seven appearances in. How's it felt so far?
Felt really good. Last year, I struggled right when I got here, kind of mainly throwing strikes, and towards the end, I kind of finished strong, so I felt like I've picked off from there and held the momentum going forward, so good.
When the offseason hit last year, and you were looking back at your short time in AA, what were some of the things that you looked back and reflected on and said, this is something I want to attack?
Kind of started actually at the end of the season last year. I'm a reliever, and I was throwing six different pitches from two different arm slots, so kind of tried to simplify, and we went to the drawing board and decided to go with the higher slot and try to be more of a north-south guy with a four-seam fastball, breaking ball, cutter, and splitter. So kind of shrinking my arsenal and the variability in my delivery and trying to just stay consistent.
From last year and then the off season and the beginning of this year, how has that adjustment gone?
Really well, really well. Took me a little bit to kind of rein everything in during spring training, and then went out to Hub City and pretty much did well the whole time I was there. So just been riding that wave and continued here so far.
You pitched a lot in the closer role in Hub City. What do you like about that role, getting the ninth inning?
The adrenaline is big, so you got to be on top of your game. And with that adrenaline spike, you're amped up, you're throwing hard, you're feeling good. So I like the pressure situations like that, and kind of gives you the butterflies. And I've kind of learned to embrace that feeling. Whenever you get that feeling, it's like you're going to have a good day. So,
are there any other closers that you've watched to kind of emulate their style or learn how they attack those intense moments?
Yeah, I've watched a lot of Mason Miller. Obviously, he's one of the best closers, probably is the best closer in the game. And, I mean, he just attacks. He's fun to watch. So, I mean... I don't throw 104 like he does, but trying to take some of the stuff that I've seen him do, and yeah.
What do you feel like makes him the best? Obviously, 104 is 104, but what are some of the other things that maybe fans don't see that he does that make him as good as he is?
I think he's got a very regimented routine. So, I mean, they're a big league closer's got a little bit different of routine than a reliever in the minor leagues. He's probably warming up in the third or fourth inning or something like that. But I think the routine, how he carries himself, he's kind of always in attack mode. He's also a very, very humble guy from what it seems. I like the way he carries himself, and yeah.
Talking with Joey Danielson here on the Cacique pregame show. Joey, what is a death ball?
Death ball is kind of like a mix between a gyro slider and a curveball. It's kind of a shorter, harder curveball. So you're trying to get downward movement and not much horizontal. Mm-hmm. So I've been kind of between a death ball and kind of a short little slurve type thing. So, I mean, as long as I have something that's going down, I'm happy with it.
How did that come onto your radar, the death ball?
I think Tread was kind of the people that coined the term, and it's gotten more and more popular, and more guys are throwing it. It's having a lot of success in the big league. So, yeah, trying to get something that's going to play well off the rest of my arsenal.
That's a wrap on part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. So grateful to Joey Danielson for sitting down with us today. We're getting ready for the series finale this week, beginning the second half between the Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups come up next on the Cacique pregame show.